Moreover, the French Empire, Napoleon III's Second Empire, had collapsed in catastrophe with the battle at Sedan, the collapse of the French state, replaced by the so-called Third Republic. What sort of foreign policy would France now pursue? Would the Third Republic adopt an aggressive foreign policy? Would it be in the mold of the old Republican French states of the revolutionary period? An aggressive state? A state supporting nationalist causes around Europe, as Napoleon III had done in the period from 1850 down to his defeat in 1870? Or was this new French Republic simply too weakened by defeat to disrupt the international community in Europe? So the question of what sort of policy this new French state would pursue was a major issue in Europe. In addition, conflict in the Balkans loomed on the horizon as the Ottoman Empire, often called the sick man of Europe, seemed on the verge of disintegration. The Ottoman Empire sprawled across much of the Balkans, across much of North Africa, and yet had been in a period of decline for decades. Would nationalist and ethnic passions in this region lead to turmoil? And if it did, if the Ottoman Empire, as so many people anticipated, if the Ottoman Empire should, in fact, collapse, disintegrate, who would step in to fill the power vacuum created by the absence of the Ottomans? Would Tsarist Russia and the Habsburg Empire slide into conflict over this region? And indeed, what would the policy of the Habsburg monarchy now be? After the defeat by Prussia in 1866, the Habsburg monarchy, the Austrian Empire, had now become the Austro-Hungarian Empire, with Hungary achieving a position of autonomy within the empire, equal status in domestic affairs. Would this be a stable construct? The Austrian Empire was beset by ethnic conflict, beset by ethnic tensions, with nationalist movements in Bohemia, and particularly in the southern area in the Balkans. Would the Habsburg monarchy survive if the Ottoman Empire collapsed? Would the Habsburg monarchy simply take on the new role of the sick man of Europe? Central to the fate of any kind of stable European order, to any sort of balance of power, was the role of the new German state. Germany had become at last a unified state in 1871 with the creation of the German Reich, with its capital in Berlin. But what role would it assume? It was quite clear in 1871 that Germany had become a very, very powerful military force, easily the most powerful military establishment on the continent. And after 1871, the rates of industrial growth demonstrated by this new German state clearly indicated that Germany was on its way to becoming an industrial, an economic colossus as well. It was the most populous state now in Central and Western Europe, with an enormous high-powered industrial establishment. Could the European state system actually absorb this new German state? It was in this period that one began to speak quite openly of the so-called German problem. Having talked about could there ever be a united German state in Central Europe, now this united state had come about. The Austrian Empire had been shoved aside. A Kleindeutsch solution to German unification achieved, as we've seen, that is a Germany without Austria. But was this going to be a stable political construct? Would it be an aggressive state? After all, its military had inflicted terrific defeats on the major potentially hostile powers in Europe. Russia was closely tied to this new German state, not in any formal sense, but had certainly looked on with favor as Prussia had unified Germany. So would Prussia, Germany continue its wars of conquest as they were so often seen? Could the European state system actually absorb this new Prussian-German state?